This was what Hinohara, then 58, told himself. Having survived the Yodogo incident, the grain of wheat that pursued fame and some feathers in his cap must have died once. As a doctor active throughout his life, he was the epitome of an elderly person leading a healthy, fruitful life. We can only imagine how many people of advanced age were encouraged by the second life he led in keeping with his vow. Hinohara died at the age of 105.